Right now on the AT&T Expert Hotline, and he is truly, truly an expert on the game of football. His name is Greg Bedard. He's from Boston Sports Journal. Greg, thank you for joining us, my man. Let's talk about some Patriots football here. You were at the game last night. Your thoughts on Jimmy Garoppolo?
I thought he, and people will soon be able to read my offensive breakdown of the Patriots at bostonsportsjournal.com after our interview, because I'm about to post it. But
nice.
I thought in general, I thought he checked all the boxes. You know, a little bit of a slow start. He missed the, you know, the third down pass to Hollister that was there. But in terms of, you know, he made some clutch throws. He made some conversions. He made plays on the run. He executed the two-minute drill. He got really hot there in the towards the end of his, you know, the end of the first half, beginning of the second half, during his time in the game. So I thought he did a really nice job.
All right, Dietrich Wise, he comes up with the injury, the head injury. I know Jeff Howe saying it might be a week. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Your thoughts on Wise's injury and now where that leaves the D-line depth?
Yeah, I mean, Wise, if anybody's read me in camp, knows, you know, I'm certainly high on the kid. He's had a great camp to this point. You know, even made some plays in the practices against the Jaguars, not as much as he did before that, but has certainly, you know, he's been the most impactful guy along the front, and that includes Trey Flowers. You know, I think that, you know, where that leaves them, I think probably if I had to say the most disappointing thing to come out of last night's game after rewatching it, you know, was the lack of pressure up front. I mean, I think I had them for three total pressures. Now, the Jaguars only threw 18 passes, but still, there wasn't a whole lot going on. There weren't guys getting off blocks. You know, I think, you know, Wise only played 10 snaps, which is disappointing because I think he certainly could have used the experience. You know, with this concussion thing, you just, you know, you never know. He's going to be in the concussion protocol, and he has to pass all the different stages to get cleared, so we don't know how long it's going to be. You know, I think that, you know, I think they're in tough straits. I think that's why you saw them sign an undrafted free agent today by the name of Keonta Davis, you know, a kid who was successful as a pass rusher at Tennessee Chattanooga. He's 6'4", 260 pounds. Certainly not imposing physically, but, you know, he's shown a knack for getting after the quarterback, and I think they need that certainly later in games, in these preseason games. So, you know, they're in tough straits right now as far as the pass rush. But, you know, Nick, the biggest X factor in all this is, so what do they do when, well, certainly Branch will help, but, you know, what do they do with Hightower when he comes back? I mean,
right,
from watching practices, you know, I think they're going to throw him in the pass rush mix there at left end, at least in certain packages. So, you know, really it's tough to say right now until we see the, you know, sort of completed version of this Patriots defense.
Greg Bedard with us here. Cattle's in for Jones, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Cyrus Jones, Greg, is he a dumpster fire, or is there still a chance he can contribute?
Well, you know, he certainly had his issues last night. You know, watching back the game today, I didn't think he was as god-awful as he was, you know, while I was there live, when you have a tough time as far as seeing replays and stuff like that. I thought the first deep ball, you know, it's strange for me because, you know, I covered Nick Saban with the Dolphins. I know how he coaches his defensive backs. And just, you know, to see Cyrus Jones just continue to let guys get free releases off the line, that's an issue, especially when you're in zero coverage like you were like he was on the first one. And, you know, he recovered well. He was in good position, but then he looked up for the ball and got lost, and that led to the touchdown. Normally the Patriots, and I don't know how they're coaching these days, but normally the Patriots in that circumstance say, you know, don't even worry about the ball. Just play the guy and make the tackle. And so, you know, that was a problem. The second one, he wasn't great on it. He could have gotten the jam and then also carried the guy down the field. But that's – Jordan Richards should have been there. That's cover two. That's an easy coverage, easy pass pattern for them to defend. So I'm not going to put that all on Cyrus. The problem, Nick, with him going forward is that, you know, you would have some confidence that he could rebound if we didn't already know that he's a bit of a head case. I mean, we've heard some of the comments that he's made in the offseason, some of the issues that he went through last year. He's just a kid, like, you know, I think he's one of those guys that cares a lot, who thinks about things a lot. Sometimes that's not great for a player. Sometimes it's great to have short memories and be dumb as far as football. But he's obviously aware of what's going on. I was there right at his locker when we asked him, you know, can we ask you a few questions? And he said, nah. I mean, that's not a great sign as far as where he is mentally. And I think that's the biggest issue right now about whether he has a spot on this team or not.
Greg Bedard on the AT&T Expert Hotline. You mentioned Jordan Richards. Any reason to believe that he makes the team, Greg?
Well, in his corner, we know they obviously value him on special teams, and that's always sort of the X factor in these roster calculations, and we can never know, you know, just how much value they put on that. I mean, you know, how many guys did they carry that basically just play special teams? But, you know, certainly he's to make this team, he's going to have to thwart some of the younger guys who are quicker, who can get down the field, who can still make the plays. I mean, he is a very heady guy. He's a smart guy. We know the Patriots value that. But at the end of the day, can they afford to keep somebody with his lack of foot speed at safety on special teams when they might have other options?
Landon Roberts is an interesting guy. He makes some plays, especially in the run game. But I heard Mike Giardi say this last night, and I've been thinking about this as well. Does he remind you too much of Brandon Spikes? You know, sometimes he overshoots those gaps. He's too aggressive. Do you think he's in trouble?
I do think he's in trouble. You know, certainly you can make a comparison to Spikes a bit in terms of that boom or bust, but, you know, I certainly would take Brandon Spikes 9 times out of 10. Over Landon Roberts, just because, you know, I think Spikes' lack of foot speed sort of helps him out because it doesn't get him into as much trouble as it does Landon Roberts. I mean, he is certainly confident in his abilities, and he takes chances, and, you know, half the time they pay off, and the other half, you know, they contribute to, you know, 47-yard touchdowns like last night. So, you know, again, with injuries that have been going on, you know, who would replace him? You know, it's tough to tell. I mean, I think that he's still a guy that, you know, we're going to have to look at the whole body of work in the preseason, the joint practices against the Texans, to truly get a gauge for, you know, how in trouble he is. But it wasn't a good sign that he basically was invisible the second half of last season.
Greg Bedard with us. Just a couple more for you, Greg. Steven Gostkowski, any reason for concern, or are people overblowing the whole situation with him?
I think it's a little overblown. I mean, yes, he did miss. He missed a field goal last night. I don't know if the snap and the execution was really on point, and he also missed two similar field goals in the joint practices a couple days before against the Jaguars, so that's a concern. But, you know, I think, you know, he's another guy. We're going to have to see how it goes moving forward, because he certainly has his good days, but you'd like to see him start stringing some successful days, you know, one on top of the other here.
Last one for you, Greg. If you were a betting man, I don't know if you are. I don't know if you play the tables or not. If you're a betting man, who's the number one running back opening week for this team?
Oof, great question. I mean, you know, what are we, like 3 weeks away from the opener, or, you know, a little less than a month? That is a lot of time to play out. If I had the best, I would say it's Gillislee. You know, I still think, you know, he's dealing with the hamstring thing, something that he dealt with in the offseason. I think they're just worried about getting him right and not really worried about the preseason. And, you know, from the flashes that we've seen in practice, he's certainly going to be a factor in all this. And, you know, let's see, opening night they play the Chiefs. You know, I could see them going strictly, you know, passing backs with James White and Deion Lewis just to sort of use their speed against the slower Chiefs linebackers. So that's certainly part of the equation as well.
His name is Greg Bedard. Of course, he's doing great work at Boston Sports Journal along with B-Rob and Christopher Price and a soon-to-be-named Bruins writer. And you just heard him. If you want to check out his latest, he's going to have it up there in a couple of minutes. Boston Sports Journal, he's going to write about Jimmy Garoppolo and have that full breakdown. Greg, thanks a lot for the time. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Anytime, bud.
So there goes Greg Bedard again. He was on the AT&T Expert Hotline.